Welcome into the Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Peralta, here off bettingpros.com, and we've got baseball on the docket today. This is a great day. Opening day. Two games to go, both at night, one in Washington and one taking place in Los Angeles. The weather in LA is going to be gorgeous because, well, it's LA. Washington, we don't know yet, so there is definitely some concern here with the Yankees game and the Nationals game that rain is in the forecast and rain might play havoc here with that game. So definitely be watching the weather forecast because we do have two plays going in that game we told you about yesterday with the Yankees and the first five over for 3.5 runs. So we're hoping that the weather stays away and we get the game in because it would be really just so typical of 2020 to wait all these months for baseball, and then the first game on the schedule gets rained out. So hopefully that's not going to happen. But we do want to remind you about that BetMGM offer, which is really cool. You bet $1 on either the Nationals or the Yankees to win the game tonight, and if either team hits a home run, you will win $100 from BetMGM, $100 in free plays from BetMGM. It's available in West Virginia, Indiana, and Colorado. You just go to www.bettingpros.com/BetMGM. That's bettingpros.com/BetMGM. And you can go right there and be taken to the offer if you're in Colorado, Indiana, or West Virginia. And BetMGM wants to remind you that if you have any problems with gambling or sports gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. So we've been doing this contest for the Dalvin Cook autograph signed jersey, and we've been telling you that, look, whether it's a good review or a bad review, we don't care. You just go leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, and you take a screenshot and send that to contest@bettingpros.com. It's contest@bettingpros.com, and you could win an autograph signed jersey from Dalvin Cook, Viking signed jersey. I just want to highlight one quick one, and maybe you might say this is with me with rabbit ears or whatnot, but I want you guys to know that I am reading the reviews, and if there's something that needs to be addressed, I want to address it. We're at the beginning of the podcast, and yes, I got two plays coming up here on today's games on one golf and one baseball game to tell you about, but just real quick, because I think it's important to highlight something that I said in a previous podcast, which didn't really come across all that well. Somebody wrote, a sports betting podcast where the host says it's too complicated to keep track of results based on the bet odds, so when talking about results, he treats a minus 500 win the same as a plus 200 win. Well, look, just to be clear, I don't bet minus 500. And you can call me amateur. That doesn't bother me at all. But saying that I would recommend a minus 500 wager, I will never recommend a minus 500 wager ever. I don't play those. I don't lay that type of juice. It's stupid. So I told you guys at the start, I play my own money. Okay, I bet my own money. So if that makes me an amateur, fine. If you don't like the way I make picks, fine. Fade every play I make. I don't care. I'm doing this every day. And so it is really complicated to do every day because, frankly, you start looking at future wagers and we're not going to cash those. We're not going to talk about those for a while. I don't play minus 500. The biggest odds I've recommended so far since we've started here, this is the 16th episode of the Daily Juice, is minus 220. Okay, that's the most heavy juiced up thing I've recommended. So I don't like laying heavy juice. I don't want to play heavy juice. And so if I can avoid it, I'm going to. So just so you guys understand, we can get into all this. But realistically, how you bet is your business, okay? What you do is your business. I'm recommending plays for free. What you do with this information is entirely up to you. So I love the fact that you guys are leaving these great reviews, and I really appreciate it. But I just wanted to address that I'm never going to recommend minus 500. I'm never going to tell you guys, yeah, bet that. You know, no, that's ridiculous. It's dumb. It's not worth it. And I would never recommend it because, I mean, of course it's going to hit. It's like coming on in betting like minus 1100 for a boxer and saying that's good value. I'm not even going to bet the Dodgers tonight because it's minus 310. That's horrible value. There's no value in the Dodgers tonight to bet them minus 310. No, you're laying way too much juice. You're putting way too much on the line for a very small return. So no way am I recommending something like that. So I just wanted to address that quickly here at the top of the podcast because you don't have to leave a good review. Leave a negative review. But I like the negative reviews because then I can address it and we can talk about it and we can explain it because maybe I didn't do a good job of explaining myself. So look, this is how we're going to do it. And hopefully you guys are along for the ride because I'm having a ton of fun with it. And I think a lot of you guys also are having a ton of fun with it. And it's awesome. So here we are with the Daily Juice podcast, our picks for Thursday morning. Before we do the baseball pick for tonight, and I have one play on the Giants and the Dodgers, I'm going to go back to the well here a little bit with golf. Only one bet. Now, we did horribly last week in golf, went 1-4, got just destroyed. I have one head-to-head that I want to make because Brooks Koepka is playing this week. And anytime right now I can fade Brooks Koepka, I'm going to. It's almost an automatic right now. He doesn't care. He doesn't play with any real intensity. The knee, he says the knee's fine. I don't buy it. I think the knee's a problem. But the only bet that we cashed last week was Tiger versus Brooks Koepka. Tommy Fleetwood has spent his two-week quarantine in the Hamptons playing golf courses like Shinnecock Hills and Friar's Head. He did a little thing with 3M, like a little contest out there, and he was striping the ball. I mean, just hitting it so pure. He was putting really well. I'm a Tommy Fleetwood stan, you'd call me. I love the guy. I think he's awesome. I love watching him. He's so little. He's so powerful. He's so good around the greens. His first golf tournament coming up here in America, and he'll play for 9 weeks from here to the U.S. Open without his family. It's just golf for him, and I love that. Your first tournament, you're coming over, you want to be focused. So I've got him in a head-to-head against Brooks Koepka. Minus 115 for Tommy Fleetwood, minus 105 for Brooks Koepka. So Fleetwood's a little bit of a favorite here, but I don't think Brooks wants to be playing right now. I just think he's in a different place mentally, and I think Tommy's coming in here with gangbusters. The books automatically put him as one of the favorites to win the event, which I thought to be kind of interesting, so they're clearly expecting something special out of Tommy Fleetwood. I like Fleetwood over Brooks Koepka in a head-to-head for the 3M coming up this weekend on the PGA Tour. That's one play on golf. Another play on baseball. Now, I told you yesterday, Nationals-Yankees, the Yankees are going to throw Gerrit Cole versus Max Scherzer. I mean, get this stat from CBS Sports. This is pretty wild. CBS Sports put this out yesterday, that Gerrit Cole, over his last 21 starts, including the postseason, is 20-1 with a 1.78 ERA. In 183 innings pitched, a .82 whip, and a strikeout per nine ratio of 13.4. I mean, what? That is ridiculous. Max Scherzer last year was 11-7 with a 2.92 ERA, 243 strikeouts, and a 1.03 whip. He did give up 18 home runs, 16 earned runs given up in the month of April last year, start of the year, 3 home runs as well. So he's going up against his Yankee offense and Sanchez and Stanton and, you know, Judge and Torres and the rest of the guys. I still like it. Hopefully the game's played. Over first 3.5, Yankees win. Second play, we've got the Dodgers and the Giants. Clayton Kershaw goes to the bump for the Dodgers, and Johnny Cueto goes to the bump for the Giants. Kershaw last year, 16-5 with a 3.03 ERA and 189 strikeouts. Johnny Cueto is coming off of Tommy John surgery. Yikes. He did not look good in his summer camp starts. Got 3 of them, was touched up. His ERA was huge. And the Dodgers are coming into this game off of giving Mookie Betts the second biggest contract that we've seen of average value. I mean, just ridiculous money they've given him. It's not Mike Trout money, but it's insane money for Mookie Betts. He's locked up for 13 more years. He's 27 years old. He'll be a Dodger until he's 40 years old with this new deal. And it's incredible to look at the Dodgers lineup now with Mookie Betts as a part of it, with Bellinger and Seager and Peterson and Turner. I mean, they've got so many bats already. They've got guys like Gavin Lux, who was supposed to be the National League Rookie of the Year. He was the odds-on favorite to win the award. And they're like, yeah, go take a couple weeks off and go get your swing right and come back when you need to. Like, he's going to be the guy, I think, in the postseason, even though Kiki Hernandez might wind up being the second baseman for the Dodgers. It sure looks like that they're going to have this young kid, Gavin Lux, to be part of the team at some point this year, and he's super talented. And so that's just a huge luxury. Their pitching staff is really, really good, and they're facing a guy in Johnny Cueto who, frankly, is not a good pitcher anymore. And the Giants are not a good baseball team right now. They are bad. They went 77-85 last year. The Dodgers, as we know, 106-56 last year. They had a 273 run differential, which is ridiculous. And Cueto, I think, is going to get lit up like a Christmas tree by this Dodgers lineup. So there's no value in the Dodgers minus 300, minus 310 tonight. Giants are plus 276. But I do think there is value in the run line. Now, the run line means you're going to win by more than one run. You're favored by 1.5 runs. The Giants are getting 1.5 runs when you bet on the run line. So I'm going to bet the Dodgers on the run line here at minus 125 to pretty much just smoke this Giants team. I mean, this would be awesome because it would be opening day and it would be packed. Dodger fans would be in that ballpark like crazy, celebrating Mookie Betts and being so jacked up and excited. I bet the Dodgers to win the World Series, and I'm going to bet the Dodgers here at minus 125 on the run line to win by more than one run over the Giants, -1.5 to beat the Giants on opening night. I think they're going to crush them. I thought about playing the over. It was 7.5. It was quickly bet up to 8. And maybe 8.5 by the time the game goes off. But Dodgers on the run line tonight to beat the Giants at minus 125. So you got Fleetwood going up against Brooks Koepka at minus 115. And on the run line, the Dodgers tonight going tonight for our plays here on a Thursday's Daily Juice. Now, one quick thing before we go. Major League Baseball and the players are negotiating whether or not they're going to expand the postseason to 16 teams from 10 to 16. I've been going back and forth with two different bookmakers here in Vegas saying, if this happens, don't you have to refund all the future wagers that people have made on the World Series champion? And the answer I'm getting right now is no. The answer is, well, we'll just adjust the odds as the game goes. You bet the odds where they were at plus 330. That's where they were at the time. So they're adding more teams. I was dumbfounded by that. I was like, what do you mean? They're changing the rules. I mean, you're literally changing the odds. I mean, if there are 10 teams in, that's a 10-team tournament. If there are 16 teams in, it's a 16-team tournament. It's more difficult to win the World Series with a 16-team tournament than a 10-team tournament. So if the Dodgers are plus 330 now, wouldn't they be plus 400? Wouldn't they be plus 450? Don't you have to just scrap it and start over again? The answer I'm getting from the bookmakers is no. We're not going to do that. We're not going to refund the wagers. You bet at the time, that's when you bet it. You're free to re-bet it again if you want. And I've only been in Vegas for 5 years now, but I've been gambling for quite a long time. I've seen a lot of freaky things. This year in baseball has been wild. The preseason games have been crazy. We're seeing teams just walk off with two outs in the inning. We're seeing teams just deciding, okay, we're done. I mean, the Astros game from two nights ago was ridiculous. It was decided that, with two outs in the ninth inning, that the game was over. So all the run line betting had to be refunded because the house rules at every book states that the game must go 27 outs for the run line to count. So they had to refund all those bets from people because it went 26 outs. I mean, it reverts back to the end of the eighth inning. And so the lead was 8 runs for the Astros. And Astros Royals run line got refunded. So, I mean, we've just seen some crazy things. Games ending in ties. This has been the wildest week for baseball that I've ever seen in gambling. And if they change the bracket and add 6 teams to the bracket and go from 10 teams in the playoffs to 16 teams in the playoffs 24 hours before opening day, they just decide to change the rules. That is insane to me if they do that. On top of the fact that the Blue Jays, at the time of this taping, we don't know where they're going to play this year either for their home games. They may just be on the road for the rest of the entire year. So this week for baseball has just been absolutely crazy from a gambling standpoint and from a baseball standpoint, and now changing the playoffs. I mean, my goodness gracious, it's been really, really wild. So, all right, so we got two plays on the Yankees game. Yankees in the first 5 over 3.5 runs, Dodgers on the run line, and Tommy Fleetwood over Brooks Koepka for the 3M golf tournament starting tomorrow. We are back on a Friday tomorrow morning. Subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. And we're back tomorrow morning for a Friday edition of the Daily Juice Podcast off of bettingpros.com.